of the bottom movement.
Yes.
The repression.
And repression.
The repression on its nature.
And the repression.
The repression on its true nature.
On its.
True, T-R-U-E, nature.
Culture.
No. It's true nature. I mean T-R-U-E, nature.
I can't hear. I'm sorry.
Yes. Of the true nature of the repression.
For details of the history of the Breton movement.
Yes.
And the true nature of the oppression.
Of the repression, yes.
And the true nature. Ah, sorry, okay.
Refer to.
Of the repression. Yes, refer to.
Refer to first.
To what?
First. Breton nationalism.
Nationalist, yes.
Published by Plaid Cymru.
Published by?
By Plaid Cymru, Welsh Nationalist
yes,
Party.
Yes,
8 Queen Street, Cardiff.
Yes.
In 1947. Copies are still available.
Yes, yeah.
Second.
Yeah.
Report of the Welsh delegation in Brittany.
The Welsh delegation to Breton.
In Brittany.
Yes.
April 1947.
April 1947, yes.
Published in Welsh and French.
Published in?
Welsh and French.
In?
Welsh.
Yes.
And French.
And French.
By the Council.
Yes.
Of the National Eisteddfod of Wales.
Council of the National Eisteddfod of Wales.
Eisteddfod of Wales, yes. Printed by William Levitt.
Yes.
Cardiff in 1947.
Yes.
In short,
yes.
The activities of about.
Sorry?
The activities.
Yes.
Of about 100.
Of about 100.
100. Extreme nationalists.
Keen nationalists.
Extreme.
Yes.
Extreme nationalists.
Yes.
Who formed a military unit.
Who formed the.
Military unit.
Military unit.
To fight.
Yes.
With the Germans.
With the Germans.
Against the French resistance.
Against?
The French resistance movement.
Yes?
Were used by the French government.
Yes?
As a pretext.
Yes?
To crush.
Yes?
The Breton movement as a whole.
To crush the?
Breton movement as a whole.
Yes?
Cultural as well as political. In fact, the national political movement.
The national.
Political movement.
Political movement, yes.
Endeavored to remain neutral.
Yes.
During the war.
Yes.
Between the French and the Germans.
Yes.
This, in spite of the occupation of Brittany.
Occupation of Brittany.
By the Germans.
Yeah, so you remain neutral, yeah?
Yes. The moderate wing of the movement.
But the left wing of the movement.
The moderate. The
sorry?
Moderate. M-O-D-E-R-A-T-E.
I'm sorry, I cannot hear.
Moderate wing. The less extreme wing, if you like. The less extreme wing of the movement.
The less extreme wing of the movement.
Of the movement.
Yes.
Advocated.
Was located.
Was advocating.
Was advocating, yes.
Home rule for Brittany.
Yes.
While the more extreme wing.
Yes.
Asked for the setting up.
Asked for.
The setting up of
yes.
A separate Breton state.
Of a separate.
Separate Breton state.
A separate Breton state?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Immediately after the war.
Yes.
Special courts of justice.
Courts of justice.
Were created by the French.
Were.
Created by the French.
Yes.
To repress.
Yes.
All the so-called collaborationist activities. Heavy sentences were passed.
Heavy sentences were passed.
On the members of the Breton military unit.
Members of the
Breton military unit.
Breton military unit, yes.
Most of them were condemned to death.
Yes.
And about 15 executed.
And?
About 15 executed.
That's 1-5.
1-5, yes.
Yes. Yes.
Leaders and workers.
Yes.
Of the political movement.
Yes.
Which were not involved.
Which were not
involved.
Yes.
In any collaborationist activities.
Yes.
Were nevertheless condemned.
Yes.
Most of them in absentia. To heavy sentences,
yes,
ranging from death,
yes,
to deprivation of their civic rights.
Deprivation of?
Of their civic rights.
Their civic rights.
Yes.
Yes.
Deportation from Brittany.
Yes.
Confiscation of all their possessions. And loss of their jobs.
Loss of their jobs. Yes.
About 50 Bretons. About 50 Bretons.
50
Bretons.
Yes.
Some of them with families.
Yes.
And most of them under heavy sentences.
Most of them under heavy sentences. Yes.
Managed to flee to Wales and Ireland.
Managed to flee to Wales.
To Wales and Ireland.
Or Ireland.
Yes, both, in fact.
And Ireland.
And Ireland, yes.
Yes.
And about as many...
Yes.
...found their way to Spain... ...and South America.
And South America.
Yes, in 1945 and 1946.
Sorry?
In 1945 and 1946.
Yes. That was when they also went to Wales and Ireland.
Yes.
Yes.
Those who came to Ireland,
yes,
came at first with fishing boats.
Sorry?
Came at first with fishing boats.
Came at first in fishing boats?
Yes.
All the way in fishing boats?
Oh, yes.
Yes. They escaped in fishing boats?
Yes.
Yes.
Later on, the underground organization...
Sorry?
Later on, the underground organization...
Yes.
They had formed in Paris.
Sorry?
They had formed in Paris.
Was formed in Paris?
Yes. Which was formed in Paris?
Yes.
Managed to get passport for them.
Managed to get transport for them?
No, passports.
Passports.
Passport for them and their families.
Passports for?
For them and their families.
Yes.
Under assumed names.
Under assumed names. Yes.
In Ireland, they were granted political asylum.
In Ireland, they were granted political asylum. How many, do you know?
As many as came, anyway.
Yes, that would be the 50. Well, the 50 came to Wales, and then they had to go on to Ireland, didn't they?
Most of them, yes.
Yes.
Yes. I add up, anyway. In Wales, they had to remain more or less in hiding.
In Wales?
In Wales, they
had to remain more or less in hiding?
In hiding.
In hiding?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
As from 1954-55.
Sorry?
As from 1954-1955.
I didn't miss that. From 1954 to 1955.
Yes.
That's 54-55.
Yes. Most of these refugees.
So from 1954 to 1955.
Yes. Most of these refugees.
Sorry?
Most of these refugees.
Yes.
Started going back to France and Brittany.
Wait a minute, I'm changing the paper now.
Yep.
We're doing quite well.
Good.
The rest of these refugees managed...
Started going back to France and Brittany.
They started going back?
Yes. Are the sentences under 5 years?
Sorry?
Are sentences.
Sorry, I missed that.
Are sentences under 5 years?
Sentences under 5 years?
Yes, were covered by an amnesty.
Under 5 years?
Were covered by an amnesty.
I missed that.
We're covered by an amnesty. I don't know if it is correct English.
I can't understand that bit, I'm afraid. Could you spell it?
Yes, I have written down we're covered, C-O-V-E-R-E-D.
I'm missing this. I'm afraid I don't follow it.
Yes, we're... I mean, you see, they could go back because the one which were sentenced to less than 5 years, there was an amnesty covering up to 5 years. We're remitted by an amnesty, yes.
Remitted is the word I'm missing, I think.
Very good, yes.
R-E-M-I-T-T-E-D.
That would be all right, yes.
Yes. Our sentence is under 5 years. We're remitted R-E-M-I-T-T-E-D.
That's right, by an amnesty.
Yeah.
Now, some of those with heavier sentences...
You'll have to speak a bit louder, I'm sorry.
Yes. Some of those...
Some of those...
With heavier sentences...
Eight-year sentences...
With heavier...
Heavier sentences,
yes. Stood for another trial.
Sorry?
Stood for another trial. They stood for a trial again, you saw in France.
They went for another trial?
Yes, went for another trial.
Went for another trial?
Yes.
Yes.
And most of them were cleared.
Most of them?
Were cleared.
Were cleared, yes.
And allowed to go free.
Yes, I see.
And some never went back.
Some never went back?
Never went back.
Never went back, even for a trial, second trial.
Even for a second trial.
Yes, yes.
There is no political refugee left in Wales.
There are no political...
refugee left in Wales that I know of, anyway.
Yes.
In Ireland, there are still a few.
Sorry?
In Ireland, there are still a few.
In Ireland, there are still a few.
About 10 to 15.
About 10 to 15.
10 to 15.
Yes.
Now I give you then now several cases you asked me, you see?
I can't hear, I'm sorry.
I am giving you after that several cases that you asked me, some names and
yes.
You see, and then I start by myself.
Yes.
Jan Fouere.
Yes. It's Jan Fouere.
F-O-U-E-R-E.
Acute accents, aren't they?
Yes.
Yes.
A lawyer and a journalist.
Sorry?
A lawyer and a journalist.
A lawyer and journalist, yes.
Was immediately before the war.
Was.
Immediately before the war.
Immediately before the war.
Yes. Engaged.
What?
Engaged in purely cultural activities.
Engaged in cultural activities. In
cultural activities.
Yes.
Being leader.
Sorry?
Being leader.
It's a very bad line. You'll have to shout, I'm terribly sorry.
Right?
I didn't get that. Was immediately before the war engaged in cultural activities?
Yes, being the leader.
Being the leader.
Being the leader.
Yes.
Of the league.
Of?
The league.
The league.
For the teaching of Breton in the schools.
The league of?
Teaching of Breton in the schools. Teaching of the Breton language in the schools.
Yes, the league. The league of?
For the teaching. For the teaching of the Breton language in the school.
The League of the for the Protection of the Breton Language.
No, for the teaching, to teach.
Ah, yes, the League for the Teaching.
Of the Breton language in the school.
Teaching of the Breton language.
In the schools.
Yes.
This teaching is still forbidden.
Teaching is still forbidden.
By the French government now.
That's in state schools, it's not forbidden in private.
No, but there's practically no private school, because all the
yes,
programs...
Yes, I mean, it's not forbidden at home, but it's forbidden in the state schools.
Yes, but in any case, even the private school cannot do it, because
yes.
All the...
It's forbidden in schools, anyway.
Yes, forbidden
in schools. Forbidden in schools?
Yes.
By the French government?
Yes.
Yes?
During the war...
Yes?
He became general editor...
He became general editor...
Editor of a daily paper...
You became general editor?
Yes, of a daily paper.
Of a daily paper?
Advocating...
Sorry?
Advocating...
Yes?
Home rule for Brittany.
Yes? Yes? Yes.
And was elected.
Yes.
The general secretary.
Yes.
Of the Consultative Council for Brittany.
Of the Consultative Council.
Consultative Council for Brittany.
Consultative, C-O-N-S-U-L-T-A-T-I-V-E.
That's right.
Council for Brittany, yes.
Created by the Vichy government.
Sorry?
Created by the Vichy government.
I'm sorry, I can't hear.
Well, the council was put up by the Vichy government.
It was?
Created, put up by the Vichy government.
It was created by the...
The Vichy government.
The Vichy government?
Yes.
Yeah. I'll come on by taxi.
Right.
Vichy government, yes?
Arrested in 1944.
You were arrested in
1944.
Yes.
You spent a year in jail.
Sorry?
Spent a year in jail. One year in jail. Yes, spent 1 year in jail.
I can't hear.
Was arrested in 1944, you got that?
Yes.
Spent a year in jail. Spent 1 year in jail.
And was 1 year...
In jail.
In jail, yes.
Yes. Was tried in absentia.
Yes.
In February 1946.
In absentia.
In February 1946.
Yes.
And sentence.
And sentence.
To penal servitude for life.
To penal servitude for life, yes.
All right.
Yes.
He found his way to Wales.
How did you do that?
Well, with a passport.
Yes. He got a false passport.
He got the passport and found
his... He got a passport under a false name.
Yes.
A false name of Mogier. M-O-G-E-R.
Yeah, that's... Well, I'll say to that later on. It was not quite the same, but still...
Yes, under a false name anyway.
Yes. In summer 1946.
In the summer of 1946, yes.
And secured an...
What?
And I secured an assistant lectureship in Wales.
I secured a what lectureship?
An assistant lectureship.
A something lectureship?
Yes, a lectureship in French in Swansea University College.
In French?
Yes.
The French language?
French language.
Yes. You secured a lectureship in the French language?
At Swansea University College.
At Swansea?
Yes.
Under
the name of Dr. Mogier.
Under the name of?
Dr. Mogier.
Doctor?
Yes.
D-O-C-T-O-R?
Yes, that's right, yes.
Dr. Mogier.
Mogier, M-O-G-E-R.
Yes.
The French government.
Sorry? Later on, the French government.
Asked the British one.
Yes.
For
the British one.
For his extradition.
Yes.
He had then to go to Ireland.
Yes, so you fled to Ireland.
Had to go to Ireland, yes.
Yes.
Where he found it on the west coast.
Where what?
Where he found it, on the west coast.
On the west coast, yes.
A shellfish business.
A?
Shellfish business.
Yes, yes.
Now, went back to Brittany in 1955.
Went back to Brittany in 1955.
55.
1955.
That's right.
Yeah.
Stood another trial.
Sorry?
Stood for another trial.
For another trial, yes.
Before a military court.
Before a military court.
Yes. And was cleared of all charges.
And was what?
Cleared of all charges.
It's important this is before a military court.
Yes.
Yeah.
And was cleared of all charges.
Yes, I've got that.
Right. Since then.
Yeah.
He shares his time.
Yes.
Between Brittany and Ireland.
Brittany and Ireland.
In Brittany, he has initiated.
Sorry?
In Brittany, he has founded. A new national political movement.
A new national political movement.
Called, say, MOB.
Called MOB.
Yes. MOB stands for Mouvement pour l'Organisation de la Bretagne.
I'm sorry?
MOB stands for Movement for the Organization of Brittany.
Mouvement
pour l'Organisation de la Bretagne.
Mouvement Organisation
de la Bretagne.
Mouvement Organisation pour le Bretagne.
De la Bretagne, oui.
Okay.
And he is editor of the monthly paper of the movement.
Of the separatist newspaper.
Of the monthly paper.
Of the monthly newspaper.
Of the movement.
A monthly newspaper.
Yes. And the paper is called L'Avenir de la Bretagne.
Monthly newspaper called?
L'Avenir.
I can't hear it.
L'Avenir.
Can you spell it?
L'apostrophe.
Yes.
A-V-E-N-I-R.
I can't hear it. L'apostrophe.
A for an E. V E.
A for apple.
A for apple, yes. V for violet.
Yes.
E for Eileen. N for Nora. I for Ireland. And R for Richard. L'Avenir.
A for apple, is that?
Pardon?
Victor.
Which one now are you now?
L'Avenir.
L'Avenir.
L apostrophe. A for apple, is that?
Yes.
V for Victor.
Yes. E for England.
E for England. S for sugar.
No, N for Nora, or Norway.
S, N for Norway.
Yes. I for Ireland.
S, R for Roger.
And R for Roger.
Yes. L'Avenir.
L'Avenir de la Bretagne.
De la Bretagne, yes.
And, full stop after that. In Ireland, he keeps his business going.
Sorry?
In Ireland, he keeps his business going.
In Ireland, he
keeps his business going.
Keeps his business going. Yes.
Now another man now called Jan Goulet.
How do you spell that?
Jan, like my own name.
Y A N.
A N N.
Or Jean. Yes.
Yes. And Goulet is spelled G for George.
His second name.
Yes, G for George, O for Oliver, U for Uncle. L for Lily, E for England, and T
right,
for...
I'm missing this. G for George, O for Orange, U for Uncle,
yes.
L for London,
E for England,
yes.
T for Tom.
T for Tom.
Yes.
Yes, G-O-U-L-E-T.
That's right, yes.
Yes.
A sculptor and a painter.
Sorry?
A sculptor and a painter.
I can't hear.
This man is a sculptor and a painter.
A sculptor and painter.
Yes.
Yes.
Was the youth leader.
Was the youth leader.
Youth leader of the Breton Nationalist Party.
Of the Breton
Nationalist Party.
Breton Nationalist Party, yes.
He was sentenced to death.
He was sentenced
to death.
Sentenced to death.
Yes.
To death. D-E-A-T-H.
Yes.
Yes.
In absentia.
Yes.
In 1946.
Yes.
He escaped to Ireland.
Yes.
Under the name of?
Under the name?
Of Jean Renard.
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 R-E-N-A-R-D.
N-A-R-D, yes.
R-E-N-A-R-D, yes.
That's right. He now lives in Bray.
He now lives in Bray. B-R-A-Y.
Yes, near Dublin.
Near Dublin, yes.
And he is a well-known painter.
And he is a well-known painter.
And fine art teacher.
Sorry?
And fine art teacher.
Yes. Yes.
Now another name again.
Sorry?
I give you another name again.
I can't hear.
I give you another name again.
Yes. Did he ever go back to France and get cleared?
No, he doesn't want to.
He has never been back to France.
No.
He says he doesn't want to.
He refused to be cleared by a French court, you see.
He refuses to be cleared by a French court.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now the next name is Alan, A-L-A-N.
Yes.
Yusuf, I spoke to you this morning about him. H-E-U-S-A-F-F. H for Harry.
Yes, I've got his name somewhere, but yes. I forget how to spell it.
Yes, H for Henry.
H-E-U-S-S-A-F-F.
That's right, yes. Was a member of the Breton Nationalist Military Unit.
Was a member of the...
Breton Nationalist Military Unit.
Breton Nationalist...
Military Unit.
Trade Union?
No, Military Unit.
Military Unit.
Which fought with the Germans.
Yes?
Against the French.
Against the French, yes.
Hmm. And which seceded from the Breton Nationalist Party.
Sorry?
The line is getting worse and worse.
It was?
And military unit was not under the control of the Breton Nationalist Party.
Yes, the military unit was not part of the nationalist movement.
No.
It was not part of the official nationalist movement.
No. No, it was a...
Not part of the official nationalist movement.
That's right, yes.
Yes.
Was sentenced to death in absentia.
He was sentenced to death in absentia.
Yes.
Yes.
He found his way to Germany and from Germany to Ireland.
He escaped to Germany and from there to Ireland.
From there to Ireland.
Yes.
He studied in Ireland.
Sorry?
Studied in Ireland, was a student in Ireland, and is now
working...
He was a student in Ireland.
He was a student in Ireland?
Yes, and is now working in Dublin.
What's he doing there, do you know?
He's, I think, a kind of civil servant.
A what?
Civil servant,
yes. Civil servant.
Yes.
Yes.
He's the editor...
He is the editor...
...of Breton News.
Of Breton Youth or News?
No, News,
N-E-W-S. News, N-E-W-S.
And,
yes?
And of the Celtic League Bulletin.
Sorry?
And also of the Celtic League Bulletin.
And also of the Celtic
League
Bulletin.
Bulletin, yes?
Yes. Yeah. This, yeah. Breton News, what is that?
It is it appears every 3 months.
I can't hear.
It appears every 3 months is made for giving to the English-speaking press news from Brittany.
This is an awful line.
It is very bad indeed, yes.
It's an awful line. Is the editor of Britain News, and this is a newspaper which...
It only appears every 3 months, you see. It is published only every 3 months.
Published every 3 months?
Yes. And it gives to the English-speaking press.
It's an English-speaking paper?
Yes, news...
For the exiles, is it?
Yes, political news of Brittany, you see.
Political news of Brittany for the exiles?
Yes. And also for the press, you see.
Also what?
For the English-speaking press.
For English... Yes. English-speaking French?
Yes. No press. For the English-speaking newspapers.
It is a newspaper in English?
No.
In English for the Breton exiles. I think we better leave it at this because the line is so terrible.
Yes, it's bad. It's getting worse and worse.
Sorry?
It is getting worse and worse.
Yes, it is. I think the best thing I can do, I think I've got enough.
Yes?
I will try and telephone Alan Heisaf.
Yes?
Do you have his telephone number?
Yes?
Can you give me his telephone number?
My number here?
Alan Heisaf, can you give me his number?
Will you hold on a second? I'll try to find you that now.
I think I might have it somewhere. I'm trying to find it now.
Yes.
Hello? Yes, I've got it. Dublin 373957.
I think it's that, yes.
Well, I'll give him a ring later on tonight.
All right.
And I'll try and ring you again tomorrow morning when the line sounds to be a bit better.
In any case, I have only very little left, you see.
I'll give you a ring tomorrow morning.
Yes. In any case, I have only very little left to give you.
I can't hear.
In any case, I have only very little left to give you, you see. I have only about another...
I can't hear a word. Can I ring you at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning?
You can, of course, yes.
I can do that.
You can, yes.
I will do that tomorrow morning. At 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, I will get in touch with you again.
Okay.
And I'll read to you what you have dictated to me.
Yes.
So that we don't make any mistakes.
Very good, and I could add that little thing, maybe.
That'll suit you, would it?
Pardon?
That would be quite all right, yes. Yeah, okay.
Quite all right.
And I'll ring you tomorrow morning. Thank you very much. I'm terribly sorry about this. But,
not at all.
Nothing we can do any about it, eh?
It's all right.
We've, by the way, been in touch with your office in Brittany.
Yes.
And the men are there now working.
I see. Good.
Good. Thank you very much.
Good.
Ring you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Right.
Bye.
Good. Goodbye.